You're listening to Active FM.
Active FM. My name is Luando. From the show, Let's Talk.
My name is Gavin from the political show. And also, what's my other show?
The other show.
The one with the word, man.
Something thoughts, food, or
food for thought. That's
there
it.
You go. Yeah, it was here. Huh?
That's when I say with my wife.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Yeah, you even sing that one to her, Pastor.
Yes, that's a lot of. I've got a lot of food for thought, and I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so what
the political show is, my name's Cynthia, but you know you can call me Keeks.
Oh. Who's the other guy with you, Pastor?
The Black Knight.
Oh. That's good, Pastor Gavin. So how where are they now? Why are they not here? I thought you were going to bring them.
I don't know, I'm supposed to bring them. Yeah, I was just told be there for the live broadcast.
Yes, for again. Yes.
So I came with coffee. I only had enough time to organize coffee. Now you want me to bring the two other presenters as well.
Yeah. So this is my pastor. I'm Dondo. I attend the same church that he attends, which he is the senior pastor. Yes, so I'm his disciple. So he's discipling me, more specific, based on the Bible and the values that we find in the Bible, and bringing an army out of guys, you know, that are lost in the course of this world, if I can say that. Yes, President. In fact, let me ask you this question. How has been the journey with discipling Luando? That's a good one.
How's been the journey?
Yes, was the guy.
Yes. It's a mixture of exciting. Then sometimes with letdowns.
Yeah.
And then other times it's like, you know, who's in charge here? So I suppose it depends when.
Yeah.
I mean, overall fantastic, but yeah, there have been those moments that I've been wondering, who's the pastor?
Because Luando is not honoring.
No, it's more pastor, you're wrong.
Yeah.
So I've called him Judge Al before.
Yeah, that's my ex, aka.
Your ex nickname.
Yeah.
Alpha Luando.
Yeah, I remember those days, Pastor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wasn't it last week?
No.
No, I'm taking.
Years ago.
Yeah, it was decades, eh?
Yeah, long time.
Yeah.
I've grown. You see, now I even run a show.
Yep.
I think with the political show and our show, because our show it's Let's Talk, so we talk about many things. I remember the last topic that we did was the whole thing about women abuse. So where you will now we're starting. So
is that when the woman abuse the men? You said woman abuse.
it's when the men abuse.
No, just checking. Sorry.
Yeah. So with the whole thing with government in different nations, they will say there will be more for feminism, saying they're standing for women's rights, but at the same time they're putting guys into the same platform where women are supposed to express their dreams. You see, obvious guys will come with things like I feel like I'm a woman or I'm trapped in a woman's body. But now what has happened is that it has been made impossible for women to shine and express their dreams. So that's what we were talking about. So it's, I feel like we have the same views because we also speak against things like abortion. Yeah, so I think we have the same views, you know, in terms of what we talk about. In fact, you can just, you know, inform people, let people know, what do you normally speak about when it comes to your political show?
Well, anything. From Joe Biden being a member of the EFF. We said that the EFF, you know, before they got elected in South Africa, they got the presidency of America. Because Joe Biden's got the same policies as the EFF. We've spoken about lockdowns. We've spoken about the train tracks being stolen in South Africa.
Yeah.
Which is a diabolical disgrace. We spoke about the State of the Nation addresses where the EFF was shouting and going crazy at the beginning of 2020. I don't know, so many different, whatever's going, whatever's happening, you know, we tend to talk about. We've even discussed the fact that there's the law's far too complicated.
Yeah.
The law's supposed to be, they talk about common law. The common man is supposed to understand the law, and the law should reflect what the common man believes.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. And it's far too complicated.
Yeah.
We're sitting here, I'm telling you now, there's some law we're breaking. I don't know what it is, but there's some law we're breaking.
Yeah.
So, you know, we even did a show on that. We also recently, you know, there's people that want the Cape to exit South Africa.
Yeah.
They call it Cape Exit or Capsit or, you know, what all sorts of names. And there's about 6 or 7 organizations that are fighting for that, but they're also fighting with each other. So I don't know how they think they're going to get this thing right. And so we had a discussion about that too. I think we've also discussed the potential of vaccine mandates.
Yeah.
You know, so things that can get banned, you know, discussions that can ban you off YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
What's your view on the whole thing about Cape Exit?
No, they're crazy. They are very evil, powerful people in the world. And the center of their power sort of seems to exist within organizations like the United Nations, the World Economic Forum. You know, all the presidents go there in January to meet at Davos in Switzerland and things like that. And the best way to rule over a people and force something onto them that they don't want is to divide them.
Yeah.
If the people of South Africa got together, freedom would be forced.
Yeah.
Now you want to divide the country. The people are fighting each other. Once the people are fighting each other, it's easy to control it. You just shape the whole thing with hatred and get them shooting and then, you know, supply this one with arms, supply that one with arms too, so that they're both well-armed, then they kill each other. So I think it plays into the very hands of the real enemies of South Africa.
Yeah.
That's just my view. And I'm talking about the enemies of the people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was an interview. The guy from Fox News is Tucker
Carlson.
Yes. So he was interviewing the president from Hungary. I hope I'm pronouncing the word right.
Viktor Orbán.
Yes. He stands with Christian values. He's more of conservative. Yes. So one of the things that you were speaking about is the whole thing that they want to introduce to kids, you know, where there's no gender, all that. So, but you were saying that the responsibility when it comes to that, it needs to be, you know, given to parents, you know, and parents need to teach kids the right thing, specifically the values of the Bible. And we, now looking at our nation, the government seems to intervene with the responsibility of the parents in terms of raising kids. And do you think, I think I've given the answer, but I'll still ask you the question. Do you think the government is giving enough attention to the family structure in South Africa.
They're giving enough attention to it.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. The attention they're giving it is to destroy it.
Yeah.
They are putting laws and systems in place. I mean, they put a constitution in place which basically says that the state can sort of organize to take your child away when they're 12. You know, children can petition the state to be taken away from their parents when they're 12.
Yeah.
Children can have an abortion when they're 12.
Yeah.
All sorts of things like this. And the laws that the government of South Africa has put in place relating to family or anti-family.
Yeah.
And their laws, what happens is, I believe, they get like a file from the United Nations. And then, you know, the file, they get a soft copy of the whole document.
Yeah.
And then they just got to do, you know, replace all, you know, in Word.
Yeah.
You got that function.
Yeah.
So you replace whatever with South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's almost like they get a soft copy of these things.
Yeah.
And they have to do, you know, replace with this whatever word with this. So replace whatever with South Africa. Replace whatever act with act and whatever act it is under South African law and things like that. So, you know, that's what the lawyers spend their time doing. Mm. And then they rush it through Parliament and they pass it.
Yeah.
And the populace doesn't even know what it is that they is being passed by people that are supposed to be their representatives.
Yeah.
But they're actually representatives for the United Nations.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking at these things, it's the United Nations is pushing a full-on anti-family agenda. And one of the things that you mentioned, obviously, was the whole thing of women's rights.
Yeah.
And most of the people that are fighting for women's rights are the biggest hypocrites. Because every unborn woman has no rights. They have the right to be killed by their mother.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me you're for women's rights if you're going to kill half the unborn children that get aborted. And around the world, you know, there's actually gender selection that often takes place.
Yeah.
In countries now, you know, with modern technology, they can tell what the baby is before it's born.
Yeah.
So in many nations, they want a boy, and like in China, they're limited in terms of how many children they can have. And so if it's a girl, they abort it.
Yeah.
So, in addition to that, the same people who are fighting, you spoke about the fact that so men competed against the women in weightlifting.
Mm.
I mean, the one in the women's weightlifting was a man. Now, that's very unfair.
Yeah.
Because the reason why men and women are separated is because of biology. The women are not as strong as the men. Mm. For a woman to have to compete with a man in weightlifting is the same as a man having to try and compete with a woman in childbirth.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. So they've actually been shown up for what they are. They've claimed they're for women's rights. But now the transgender rights are overshadowing women's rights.
Mm.
And this is the thing. You know, world politics is full of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And you've got to get back to the Bible. I mean, men and women don't even know if they're men and women anymore. That's how confused this world is.
Yeah.
And it used to be quite simple. You just look.
Yeah.
You see what's there. That's what they are.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if one thing is there, that's a man.
Yeah.
If the other thing is there, that's a woman.
Yeah.
It used to be simple. Now it's complicated.
Yeah.
You know, body parts are now complicated.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for a nose to be complicated. You know, I always grew up, this is a nose with two nostrils. You understand? And I'm sure they're going to complicate that someday. Mm. That, you know, no, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a nose. What do you feel you want there on your face? You know, some stupid thing like
eye.
That.
The third eye.
This is your third eye, yes, or whatever.
Yeah. So, same, like you spoke from the beginning about the whole division thing. Because now if we divided whoever that's behind the scene, so behind our politics, this is for them to take over. In fact, they can come in a form of helping they may look, because now we're in chaos, now they may look as if they're helping, but they set up the whole thing. So it's possible. And I believe that there's just specific, like when God spoke to Abraham and he said, he said, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So there's some division and I believe it's not just now, it has been happening even before.
Yeah.
But there's a division that's taking place in terms of a family. You know, either the government is programming this young generation to be, you know, to be not aligned with the views of their parents. You see what I'm saying? So I believe, and with that now already, a nation cannot succeed and, you know, achieve if they have a common goal. Because the family itself, I believe the family is like the foundation that the nation needs to be built on. So that's just one of the things that we have. And how would, because sometimes we young, we're growing up, and we see stuff that's happening around the world and how the media is portraying all things. And sometimes you sit there and you one person I know that was had some Christian values was Donald Trump when he was the president of America. But sometimes surely we sit down and we ask, what would be the view of, you know, politics that are based on the Bible? You understand what I'm saying? So if you are a leading political party, what would be the principles, you know what I'm saying, that you will govern through? Because some of us, we don't have that picture. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that picture. So you can't fight for something that you don't see. You can't fight for something that you don't have a picture of. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you find that people, they know this is wrong, but then at the same time, I don't really know how the right thing, specific in politics, because it's like ourselves as Christians, I see it, most of famous preachers and all that, they don't really dwell when it comes to politics and all that. So what is the picture? So if, let's say, you were a president, I think I've asked you this before, so it's not for me, but for someone out there and saying, I want to stand for the right thing, I want my vote to count, you know what I'm saying? So what needs to be there in order for them, you know, to vote or to do the right thing? How do you know that you're voting for the right person, you know what I'm saying, or you're not voting for the right person? If all the politics look the same, all the principles look the same, the values look the same. Because you find that this one is fighting with this, but they all support abortion. It's just economy systems that are different. But when it comes to most valuable things like life for kids, the unborn, they have the same views. So what picture can you give young people out there?
First of all, the political establishment in South Africa, in America, and many European nations, even places like the UK, they don't have a real differentiation between the parties.
Yeah.
You know, first and foremost, if you're a Christian, where do they stand on the issue of life?
Mm.
A nation that can kill its unborn.
Yeah.
My goodness, there's nothing that they won't do. So it starts with that. I don't believe a Christian can vote for anyone that supports abortion. And a lot of Christians do not take that one seriously. But if you look at us seriously, God spoke first of all to the nations that the Israelites went in and took over, you know, recorded in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I mean, they would sacrifice their children to their gods. When the Israelites would move off the worship of the ever-living God into the gods of the nations around them, they would start sacrificing their children.
Mm.
And that is one of the first signs, I believe, of a society that has moved away from God, is that they will start killing their children.
Yeah.
Now, what happened in the Western world is they started killing their children in the name of the God of convenience.
Yeah.
No politician that runs on a manifesto or a platform that does not stand explicitly against abortion can be taken seriously by a Christian. The other thing also is that in terms of the family, in terms of saying, right, promoting that the family is the father, the mother, and the children.
Mm.
Up until such time as the children get to a certain age, they move out the house, maybe get married themselves, and then they ditch their parents.
Yeah.
That's the way God intended it to be. And everything that is happening, from abortion to sex education to all of these things that they're introducing to, saying that children can take their parents to court and divorce them. You know, wherever you're you can, I mean, how do you divorce your parents? You know, when you get married, you choose to get married. You know, you don't choose who your parents are. That gets chosen for you by God. And so, you know, if there aren't biblical values around that, then at the end of the day, you're not voting for a godly party or godly people or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think people underestimate how important the thing of life and the thing of building responsible parents within society is.
Yeah.
Because that's make or break for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the just one thing that I see, and I think it's a problem. There's just a spirit, and I believe it's Satan, against kids. As sitting at the time of Moses. So how many kids were actually killed at the same time in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, where God said, "You sacrificing my kids, but you were once, you know, kicking in your own blood, but I saved you and I restored you, but now this is what you're doing. You sacrificing the kids that you born to me, and you sacrificing now these kids." At the same time, I know in the Mayan kingdom, before the European people got to America, they found it was 50 skulls of kids that were sacrificed. And even now, how kids being aborted, and are still even things like, you know, that seem to be coming step by step, like pedophilia. Mm. You know, now where old people can sleep with kids.
Yeah.
And I just believe that there's just somehow. In fact, there's another thing. You know, the whole thing now, you can't discipline your kid. And I feel like that's still abortion, because what you're doing there, you aborting all the right principles that's supposed to be instilled in kids. So I just feel that the enemy is probably scared, maybe because he knows that maybe one of these kids God will use. But I just believe that the enemy is so after kids, and it's a problem. And I believe at the same time, because you normally speak about, you know, the spiritual life, we need to be able that when we see these things happen, we need to be able to see beyond, you know, beyond what's just happening. You know that the enemy is the one who's setting up all these things, because he's really destroying us. And one of the things I noticed was that Christ actually came to restore the birth process. Because through sin, you come when you get born to this world, now there's sin that has corrupted that process. But now Christ makes us to be born again, to be the children of God, and to have a different perspective. So I believe that one of the things that we need to do is to really stand for the little ones. And how do we become that? By becoming the right parents. And without the Bible, we can never be the right parents to protect these kids, because end of the day, the future, South Africa is starved, because the kids are starved, and the kids are aborted, and they are the future, they are the upcoming people.
No, I'd like to disagree. I wouldn't say the country is starved.
Yeah.
But that needs to change.
Yeah.
The country will not be fine, and the country will not be whole.
Yeah.
Until such time as that gets corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously it's the plan of the enemy to destroy the nation.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to fix up with the kids, because
yeah,
if you're aborting the children, you know, I just want to take you back to what God said to Cain after he'd killed Abel.
Yeah.
He said to him, "Your brother's blood is crying out from the land."
Mm.
And in South Africa and in many other nations around the world, the blood of our unborn children is crying out to
yeah.
God. And it's calling for justice.
Yeah.
And, you know, God will supply the justice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to end. We hope you enjoy the show. And may God bless you, Luando and Pastor Gavin.
Do it properly.
Okay.
Cheers.